The Detroit news stations, WWJ and WWJFM, Detroit.
This is Don Perry of WWJ News. Detroit, along with the rest of the nation, was stunned today by the assassination of President Kennedy. There is an air of disbelief, even now, several hours after the tragic news came from Dallas, Texas. The big and the little mourn the death of Mr. Kennedy, who started his campaign for the nation's highest office right here in Detroit in 1960. When the first bulletin of the shooting was broadcast shortly after 1:30 this afternoon, hundreds of persons called the Detroit News and WWJ News as switchboards were jammed throughout the city. 1,123 calls were registered at the Detroit News switchboard between 1:30 and 4 o'clock. Hundreds of others could not get through. The telephone jam became so bad, Martin Hayden, editor of the Detroit News, was forced to ask radio and television to plead with listeners not to call for information. All city offices in Detroit closed at 2:45 this afternoon, with the exception of the essential services such as fire and police and health and welfare agencies. Mayor Kavanaugh, through his press secretary, told the employees to spend their time going to church to pray for the president. The mayor had called from home, where he is recovering from a heavy cold. Later, Mayor Kavanaugh made this statement.
I'm sure I speak for all of us here in Detroit when I say I'm literally grief-stricken over what's happened to our beloved president. To be struck down in the way in which he was in this hour of tragedy is almost unbelievable. It's a great personal loss for myself, my wife and family, because we've had the pleasure of meeting and knowing the president, President Kennedy. It's just unbelievable and incomprehensible that this could happen. And I would extend our most profound sorrow on not only behalf of my family, but on behalf of everyone here in Detroit, to Mrs. Kennedy and her bereaved family, as well as to Vice President Johnson, sending him our prayers in this great hour of need. I've asked that the public buildings be draped in black to commemorate this very tragic day, and also that our flags be flown at half-mast throughout the city. I truly am grief-stricken, and from the deep sorrow in my heart, I would extend most deep and profound sympathy to Mrs. Kennedy and her family.
The mayor sent a telegram to President Johnson, which said in part, "As you assume the mantle of leadership, do so in the firm knowledge that America needs and acclaims your leadership. May God be with you." The reaction of the man and woman on the street was of shock, disbelief, and bitter sorrow. People went about their business, or tried to, choking back tears and shaking their heads, wondering how such a thing could happen here in the United States.
Well, I think it's about the worst news I've heard in a number of years. The most tragic thing. It just almost breaks my heart.
It was a terrible blow to the whole country, news of the president's death.
Well, I'm terribly stunned, and my prayers certainly go with the Kennedy family, and I hate to see something like this happen in our era and age, to think that it'd be such a tragedy. I just hope that, everything will turn out all right for our country. And I do feel very sad about this. And as I say, my prayers are with the people who were involved, Mrs. Kennedy and the Kennedy family.
I was too much excited. I think it's a terrible thing. And personally, I feel that it is nothing to do with the Republican or the communist. I think it's something else. Political issues in the United States, but I don't think it has anything to do with the communist movement in this country or any blame on Republican Party. It could be internal issues.
It's mostly shock or amazement that something like this could happen, or it happened here. I think everyone felt at first that it didn't happen, and as the news broadcast came out and we realized it was happening, then we just settled down to, well, we just don't know. It's just something we can't put into words. At least I couldn't put it into words at all.
Governor Romney flew back to Michigan tonight from Omaha, Nebraska, as a result of the assassination of the president. The Midwestern Conference of Governors, which Mr. Romney was attending at Omaha, was canceled immediately when the news was heard. Governor Romney was grim-faced as he stepped off a plane in a rainstorm at Lansing tonight. He told newsmen he felt numb, and he added, quote, "I guess we all feel that way." Governor Romney's Air National Guard plane had difficulty landing in the storm. Winds gusting up to 35 miles an hour were raking the Lansing area at the time. The plane landed on its second pass at Lansing's Capital City Airport. With the governor out of the state this afternoon, Acting Governor T. John Lisinski ordered all state offices closed for the afternoon in mourning for the death of the president. Governor Romney sent the following telegram to President Johnson at the White House in Washington tonight. "You can be certain of my wholehearted support during this critical time and my personal prayers for your strength and guidance as you have assumed your staggering burden." The governor and Mrs. Romney also sent the following telegram to Mrs. Kennedy. "With the peoples of the world and our nation, all of us in Michigan weep with you. For your personal sorrow as wife and mother, and for your dear babies, Mrs. Romney and I are praying that the Comforter may attend you and bring you strength." The governor is now en route to his home in Bloomfield Hills. He left his office at 10 o'clock tonight. Sometime tomorrow morning, he will leave Detroit by private plane with Mrs. Romney for Washington to view the president's body at the White House tomorrow afternoon. The governor had wanted to attend the High Mass at Blessed Sacrament Cathedral in Detroit. He expressed his regrets that he would not be able to attend the Mass because of the travel arrangements to Washington. He designated three of his staff members to represent him at the services. They are Richard C. Van Dusen, his legal advisor, Richard L. Milliman, the governor's press secretary, and Miss Marjorie McGowan, assistant legal advisor. The governor and Mrs. Romney will remain in Washington through the services on Monday, returning to Michigan Monday night. Former Democratic Governor John B. Swainson saw the president in Washington less than a month ago. Mr. Swainson had this reaction to the president's death.
"It's very difficult to speak today and at this particular time. The events reported from Dallas are uniquely an American tragedy. President John F. Kennedy has truly given his life for his country. It's unbelievable that this could happen in the United States in 1963. What goes through your mind at a time like this, of course, is a very individual thing. It was my great pleasure and honor to serve as the governor of the state of Michigan during the administration of John F. Kennedy. I knew the man personally, his family. I saw him while I was in Washington, spoke with him just about 1 month ago. He was a very human person, yet a man of great intellectual attainments. He's a man that also understood the drives and desires of individual people. It's probably significant that his assassination today occurs almost 100 years to the year of the assassination of President Lincoln. And probably many historians will draw significance from the fact that the issues 100 years ago were probably just as violent, just as much of a matter of concern to all Americans as they are today. This is a great tragedy, not only for the president's family and his friends, but for all of the citizens of the United States."
President Kennedy was in Michigan three times during the 1960 campaign. On Labor Day, he talked to more than 70,000 persons from the square in front of City Hall, the same spot where former President Harry S. Truman started his campaign in 1948. At the height of the 1960 campaign, Mr. Kennedy again appeared in the state. This time, he made a whistle-stop tour through 10 Michigan cities shortly before the election. From Washington, the following statement was made today from the office of Michigan Senator Patrick McNamara.
"This is Robert Perrin, administrative assistant to Senator McNamara. On learning of the shooting of President Kennedy, the senator issued this brief statement. I quote, "This was an incredible and barbaric act of violence. Our prayers were with President Kennedy in his struggle for life and they are now with the new president.
Michigan Republican Congressman George Meader said, quote, "I am shocked and horrified at the news. It is almost unbelievable that an event of this kind could take place in America in this day and age," unquote. Michigan Senator Philip Hart had this reaction.
"I think everybody, all of us, are burdened by this sense of despair and helplessness. Certainly there's one appropriate thing for all of us to do, and that's offer a prayer for the late president and a prayer for this country."
Former Governor G. Menin Williams said, "It is hard to believe that President Kennedy is dead. It's a personal shock and loss to me, as it is to multitudes in our country and around the world. No man in recent times so affected the lives and aspirations of the people of our country and the world." There was also an expression of sympathy, shock, and disbelief from Peter Spivak, chairman of the Wayne County Republican Party.
"Today, someone or some group of persons is yet unknown, filled with some kind of a hate that passes, I'm sure, most of our understandings, have cut down the President of the United States. They've cut down a man who, more than many men, could have taken the easy way in life, but instead dedicated his life to public service. The sympathy which all of us extend to his family and his friends and to the new President Johnson and his family won't be enough. The job that needs to be done is for all of us to dedicate ourselves to fighting whatever cancer it was that produced this hateful deed in our society. And we must not rest until that is done. Tonight, in your prayers, remember not only the President's family, but President Johnson and all the millions of people in this world to whom the United States and its President meant a hope of freedom. And remember that we must wipe out whatever the cancer that gnawed at the insides of someone or some people and perpetrated this vile and hateful act on mankind's conscience today."
Religious leaders of all faiths deplored the assassination. The Most Reverend Bishop Henry Donnelly of the Roman Catholic Archdiocese of Detroit scheduled a mass at Blessed Sacrament Cathedral for 11 o'clock tomorrow morning. Leaders of all faiths urge prayers for Mr. Kennedy. There were numerous cancellations and reschedulings of public events around the Detroit area tonight. The Ice Follies canceled this evening's performance at Olympia Stadium. Those holding tickets for tonight's show may use them at either of two performances on Saturday or Sunday. The New York Opera Company performance of La Boheme at Masonic Temple Auditorium was rescheduled for December 8th. The Mercy College concert at Ford Auditorium was canceled and rescheduled at a later date to be announced. The Midwest Photo Show at the Light Guard Armory canceled the entertainment part of tonight's program, but Saturday and Sunday's programs will go on as scheduled. The Jefferson PTA in Wyandotte announced that tonight's show will be rescheduled to Monday night. Tomorrow night's performance will be held. The Fisher Theater canceled tonight's performance. Tomorrow afternoon and tomorrow evening's performances will go on as usual. The Birmingham Public Schools canceled this evening's activities, and the Armenian Cultural Center also canceled its activities tonight. The Morton Silverman Post of the Jewish War Veterans announced cancellation of their affair for Saturday night. The Wayne County Democratic Women's Day, scheduled for tomorrow at the Lee Plaza Hotel in Detroit, also has been canceled. The Detroit Federation of Teachers has postponed the scheduled demonstration march on the Detroit Board of Education on Tuesday. Big Ten Commissioner Bill Reed announced that the game will go on as scheduled between Michigan State and Illinois. Governor Romney had asked that it be canceled, but MSU President John Hanna said he didn't think the school should cancel since the Illinois team was already in Lansing. Ceremonies for the late president will be held at halftime. The Michigan-Ohio State game will also go on as scheduled in Ann Arbor. Two games were canceled, the Purdue-Indiana game and the Wisconsin-Minnesota contest. In pro basketball, tonight's game at Cincinnati with Detroit and Cincinnati was called off. The Goodfellow football game at Tiger Stadium went on as scheduled tonight, and the game was won by Denby over Notre Dame 7-0. All television coverage of college and pro football over the weekend has been canceled. There were these further observations on the reaction to the president's death. At the Conference on Arms and Disarmament at Rackham Memorial Building, there were an estimated 300 persons in the audience today. Somehow, word that the president had been assassinated became known in the rear of the room, but it flowed through to the front like an electric impulse. It reached the platform where the sad announcement was made. There were moans, a few women became hysterical, men wept openly, and a professor who had been making a speech critical of the Kennedy economic policies walked from the platform weeping. All flags on Detroit city buildings were lowered to half-mast. Black mourning cloth was draped around the Spirit of Detroit statue in front of the city county building, and mourning wreaths were placed at the building's four entrances. No words can describe the shock of this day, unless they might be the four words that went up this afternoon on a sign along the expressway. In God we trust. This is Don Perry, WWJ News. Now back to NBC.